Let's take you over to Victoria, where they are trialling glow-in-the-dark road markings. Any of you put those glow-in-the-dark stars, you know, on the bedroom ceiling or lounge room ceiling? Yeah, they like that, I think. But they're using special glowy paint, not stickers, when they do the line marking. Can you imagine that on our unlit roads, unlit regional roads? I think it'd be great. David Milling is the National Portfolio Leader for Safer Asset Performance with the Australian Road Research Board. Goodness me, David, that's quite a title, isn't it?
It certainly is, Narelle. It sometimes trips me up as well.
Good afternoon to you. What is happening right now with this road paint? Is it just a trial?
Yeah, that's right. So the Department of Transport in Victoria are doing a trial through the road safety program, and they've got about 5 kilometres of line marking down in regional Victoria, and they're just putting it down to gather some evidence of its on road performance.
Okay, and where is the paint best suited? I've sort of said in the lead up to this that how great would it be on an unlit regional road to have some of this glow in the dark paint, so that there's no overhead lights, there's no street lighting, and this might add to what you're able to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, unfortunately, regional roads account for about 60% of our fatal and serious injury crashes.
Yeah.
And about 50% of that number are run-off road and head-on crashes at night. So it's really thinking about what roads would benefit from these with regards to providing clear delineation of the road ahead and reducing the risk for run-off and head-on crashes, and that's really on roads with what we like to refer as in the road engineering world as complex geometry, which to the everyday folk, mountainous roads where you can't see over the crest, and when you're on a tight curve, your headlight is not pointing in front of you, so you can't actually see where the road goes in front of you because your headlights are pointing off onto the shoulder.
Yes. David Milling is my guest. He's from the Australian Road Research Board, glow-in-the-dark paint on the roads. David, those stars that I was talking about, the ones that I've got at home, they kind of get charged up by the light. So when the light is on in the room and then you turn it off, oh, yay, the stars are all shining. Does the paint also need light on it to kind of charge it up?
Yeah, that's right. So the paint will predominantly charge throughout the day with UV. And the developers and the suppliers and installers also have told us that the paint will recharge to a certain degree with headlights as vehicles drive past. So that's one of the things that we're quite keen to see out in the road and see what the effects of having this paint in the road environment is. So, you know, you're getting trucks go past, flicking dirt and grime and residue and whatnot on the paint. So we want to see really how it performs in the real world.
Yes, before a huge investment. Is sunlight during the day enough to charge it up, or would you need other light on it?
No, sunlight during the day certainly should be enough to activate it and have it to start self-illuminating during the night.
How much more do you reckon you'll be able to see in places where the paint is used in comparison to just having your headlights?
Yeah, well, it's those situations where, as I mentioned, so when you're on a certain radius curve and your headlights are pointing off at an angle onto the shoulder, you'll actually be able to see
where the road goes,
the length of the curve ahead of you, and if there's a reverse curve. So if you're turning right, then it goes left again.
Yeah, yeah. Are you, as part of the research that you're doing, checking for impacts on wildlife, other environmental factors?
No, well, that's not something that we're tasked with. So I'm very much from the line marking world and the asset performance world. So we're really interested in what's the overall performance. So, you know, how long will it self illuminate for, essentially, over months and years, and how long during the night it'll do that. That's probably something for the environmental engineers to have a look at.
Yeah, okay. So it is early days in this research, but I see the attraction to the idea to at least trial it. Is it used elsewhere? Is it used overseas anywhere?
There have been a few small trials overseas. Unfortunately, though, there hasn't been any conclusive published results of how the trials went, which is something that we helped Main Roads Western Australia with about 18 months ago. So we were just trying to scour what had been done globally. And there were a few trials that got up, and basically there wasn't anything published to say how well it performed. So that's really part of the purpose of the trial that the Department of Transport in Victoria has spent the money to get this really innovative product out onto the road.
Yeah, yeah. Gee, it's really interesting. I'm just thinking, you know, I might be tempted personally to flick the lights off briefly just to get the full effect. You know, with the same thing as what you do with the glow in the dark stars on you. That would not be advised. I'm not saying anyone should do that. When do we get results of the studies that you're doing? I'm told 12 different sites across regional Victoria are trialling this particular glow in the dark paint.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, we helped the Department of Transport develop the evaluation framework so we can compare how this performs with the Australian standards for traditional line marking, and also to some of the safety benefits. So they'll be looking at lane position of the vehicles. So because you can see the alignment ahead, where is the vehicle going to be in the lane, what speed are they doing on certain curves. With regards to the longer-term trial, I suspect it'll be over a number of years, because we're really interested to see how this product performs over those years, because there is a slightly higher investment cost to install the product, but there is a recognition that there is a significant safety benefit there. So in the road engineering world, we want to look at how long it lasts, what the safety benefits are, and we look at a whole of life cost instead of just the installation cost. So we want to look at things holistically. That'll take a few years to gather that evidence.
Well, I don't know. I look forward to a future that may have glow-in-the-dark roads. I think it's certainly an area that's worth exploring. David, thank you.
Oh, absolutely. An absolute pleasure.
David Milling is with the Australian Road Research Board, and they're looking into glow-in-the-dark paint on our roads. What do you think?